Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor. Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan. If you're new here, each week I share my meal plan with you guys just to kind of give you some inspiration or motivation to put your meal plan together because I think meal planning is so important and it really just makes my life so much easier knowing what I'm going to make for dinner each night. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, November 5th. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, anything I mention on this meal plan, like links to any recipes, can be found on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. Every week when this meal plan episode comes out, a blog post comes out at the same time with links to the recipes and the meal plan in blog format. Okay, so anyway, this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, November 5th. So on Saturday, we're going to be doing Instant Pot Chicken and Broccoli. This is from littlesunnykitchen.com. And I made this for the first time a few weeks back and my family really liked it. So I'm going to be doing that with some white rice and we'll just serve the chicken and broccoli over white rice. And that'll be our meal for Saturday. For Sunday, we're going to be doing pumpkin chili, which is from allrecipes.com. That's one of our favorite chilies to make in the fall, especially like at the beginning of the season when we're all into like pumpkin stuff and pumpkin spice and everything else. So we'll be doing that for Sunday. It's a ground beef chili, but then it has pumpkin in it too and some pumpkin pie spice seasonings and some sugar. So it kind of gives it like a little bit of a sweeter flavor, but it's really good. Last time I made this, I made like a homemade cornbread, but this time I'm just going to be using the like the cornbread mix that you just kind of mix up real quick and throw in the oven. So I'm going to do that to go with the pumpkin chili for Sunday. For Monday, we're doing hot dogs. We do that once a month. So I'm just going to boil up some hot dogs and I'm going to do a can of chili. And I'm also going to make some home fried potatoes in the air fryer, some cut up peppers and potatoes and onions, and toss it with a little bit of olive oil and salt and pepper and cook it up in the air fryer until it's a good consistency, you know what I mean, the doneness for the potatoes. And then usually what we do is we put that on the hot dog and make like an Italian hot dog with that. Then for Tuesday we always do a Mexican themed meal. This week happens to be tacos. So for the tacos I just cook up some ground chicken and I season it with some seasoned salt and chili powder, and that's what I use for my taco seasoning. And then of course I just put out some hard shells, soft shells, some cheese, sour cream, avocado, taco sauce, you know, whatever you like to put out for tacos. So that's a quick simple meal for Tuesday. Wednesdays we usually do some type of seafood. So this week I'm actually trying a new recipe that looked like it would be really good, and I happen to have orzo pasta from another recipe that I made a week or two ago. So this recipe is called One Pot Garlic, Butter, Shrimp, and Orzo, and that's from howsweeteats.com. So I'm interested to try that recipe because it looks like it'd be really good, and I love one-pot meals if they're like good and easy to make. And then I'm just going to be doing some frozen vegetables on the side with that. I usually have some of those steam fresh kind in the freezer, so I could just pick something that goes with it and throw that in the microwave real quick. So then for Thursday, we do breakfast for dinner or soup and grilled cheese. So this week we're going to be doing hash brown breakfast casserole, which is from spendwithpennies.com. My family really liked this. I did add more meat than what it called for because I didn't feel like there was enough meat in it as compared to the amount of potatoes and eggs, but obviously you can do that however you like. But this is basically a casserole made with shredded hash brown potatoes and ground breakfast sausage and eggs and cheese and all that kind of stuff, and you just bake it in the oven. And this one was really good for me for Thursday nights. The reason I do breakfast for dinner or soup and grilled cheese on Thursdays is because I try and make the dinner prep really quick. Because I go grocery shopping that night and then I have to put the groceries away and all that stuff. So what I liked about this one is it takes kind of long to bake in the oven. So I would just kind of throw it together and then just kind of stick it in the oven when I got back from grocery shopping. And then by the time I was done putting all the groceries away and that type of stuff, the food was ready to eat. So that's that one. And then Friday, we're going to be trying another new recipe, which is called Cajun sausage and skillet rice, Cajun sausage and rice skillet. And this is from budgetbites.com. That's budget, BYTES.com. And again, this is another one pot meal. It looked like it would be a nice quick meal for a Friday night. So we are going to be trying that for Friday. So that's it for this week's meal plan. I hope this was helpful to you. Again, you can find any of these recipe links on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. And that's it for today. So I will see you here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.